It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Rodney Peters from Because We Care. Welcome, Rodney.
Glad to be here.
Anna Marie Resch from George & Schwartz Contracting. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Gary Lewis from Carrington Mortgage Services. Welcome, Gary.
Hello.
All right, we're going to start off the Squawk Talk today with Rodney Peters from Because We Care. Welcome again, Rodney. We're going to start us off. Tell us a little bit about what is Because We Care.
Because We Care is a non-medical home care agency designed to assist a family's loved one in ways so they can remain at home for as long as possible. Home care is broken down into two categories, personal care and companion care. Personal care will consist of the activities of daily living, such as you bathing, you dressing, running errands, preparing meals, that type of thing. And also companion care would consist of running errands, a lot of housekeeping, and assist with things at home.
Okay, and you provide both of those services?
Correct.
Okay. And so how long has Because We Care been in business?
We began business April 15th of 2004.
Okay. And what are some of the benefits? Somebody who's maybe thinking about they've got a loved one in their area, what are some of the benefits they would have for wanting to contact Because We Care?
Well, one of the things when people contact us, they look at someone that need help at home or could be a loved one that lives by themselves. So people that are dealing with chronic conditions such as dementia, Parkinson's, stroke, anything along those lines would be good candidates that could utilize services. In addition to that, if someone had a recent surgery or have limitations with its vision, hearing, or walking disabilities, will be a good candidate for us.
So it wouldn't necessarily be somebody who's needing long-term care. It could be somebody who needs just something for short-term.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, so another example might be if somebody had would you deal with somebody, say they had a relative coming in for a short period of time, say somebody was coming to live with them for 3 or 4 months, but they found when they got there, they needed a little bit more assistance. Would that be something you could help them with as
yes,
well?
Yes, ma'am, we could help people like that. Typically, people use us anywhere from 2 hours a day to 24 hours around the clock as needed.
Okay, and what type of, specifically paint us a little more picture of the type of services that you might provide in the home for them.
Well, as it relates to personal care, it'll be the bathing, the dressing, the feeding, toileting, transferring, those sorts of needs. And specifically on the companion care side, is we're dealing with preparing meals, light housekeeping, and just spending time with them. Mm-hmm. And maybe running errands, going to the doctor's offices, or going to the grocery store, or anything along those lines.
Okay.
That we do.
Excellent. Now, if somebody were, looking for someone to provide an in-home care, what would be some good questions they might want to think about when they're interviewing a home care professional?
That's a real good question. First thing you want to do is make sure they're licensed with the state of Georgia, number one. Make sure that their employees or caregivers are insured, bonded, and have done a background check on them. And you also want to interview the caregiver up front if possible.
Mm-hmm. And Rodney, tell us a little bit about how you got into this business.
Well, I started this about 9 years ago, and I have been in the sales background. I want to have my own business. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for me.
All right. And tell us a little bit, can you paint us a picture of maybe, give us an example of a client maybe that you helped?
Okay. We have a lady by the name of Miss Nell that just turned 101 this past April, and she's been with us for 7 years. And we have two ladies working out there, 24-hour shifts. One lady may do 3 days, and the other lady may need to do 4 days. And so we're there just provide total care for her. Actually, our caregiver took Miss Nell to the office the other day to pick up a check, and she really, really looks good for 100 years old.
I want to be Miss Nell. What is the service area that you cover there with?
Well, our office is located in Newton County, which is Covington, Georgia, and we cover approximately 18 counties or a 60-mile radius. So if we begin with Gwinnett County, we go from Gwinnett to Athens, down to Millersville, over to Griffin, Spalding County, Peachtree City, and up around to Gwinnett County.
Okay. And what would you say would make you different from some other home care providers?
Excellent question. First of all, we do not charge for the initial assessment or the ongoing 90-day assessment. Some companies do. Number two is we can generally provide short-term, meaning if someone needs care right away, we can provide care right away. And the third difference is between us is if someone has a client, when we begin service, either me or one of our staff members actually takes the caregiver with them to introduce them to the family member. And we think that's a good idea to ensure the compatibility with us and the client.
Okay. And are any of your caregivers, is there any kind of licensing that's required with that? Or are they nurses? Or if somebody needs that, are they taking them to those medical facilities?
Well, typically, when you use a home care agency, if you use someone that have a patient that needs personal care, you're looking at someone that has to have a CNA license or a home health aide.
Okay. And tell us, what is it that you really just love about what you do at Because We Care?
Well, what I really enjoy doing is helping families, because when they call us, the stress level is through the roof. So they first of all, we need to take the stress away from the family. So the family member can actually leave the home in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. And so basically our service is designed to allow them to stay in the home as long as possible so they don't have to actually go to assisted living or nursing home.
Mm-hmm. I know that can be a very stressful time, because a lot of times family members want to feel like they're taking care of their loved one and not just putting them somewhere. And a lot of times people, especially if they're recovering from an accident, an elderly fall or something, I think studies have shown that they recover faster in their own home. Is that true?
That is correct, because they seem to feel more comfortable at home. They're more familiar with a home. And if you compare home care and staying in assisted living or nursing home, is the quality of care that you get. Because in a nursing home or assisted living environment, you have like a 10-to-1 patient ratio versus a 1-to-1 ratio. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about how you might go about marketing yourself, and how do people find out about Because We Care?
Well, first thing they can do is go to that website at becausewecare.net, or they can also contact a local number at 770-385-0030.
Great. Well, we've been listening to Rodney Peters from Because We Care. Thank you, Rodney, for being on the show. Our next guest on the Squawk Talk today is Anna Marie Resch from George & Schwartz Contracting. Welcome, Anna Marie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Start us off. Tell us a little bit about who George & Schwartz Contracting is.
Well, George & Schwartz Contracting, we're an Atlanta-based contracting company. We specialize in services that are in demand by both the commercial and the residential industry, which includes property management, condominiums, HOAs, etc. There's 40 years of experience between the owners and our contractors. And let's see here. We have a commercial division that is highly skilled in the pressure cleaning of parking decks, garages, and high-rise office buildings and industrial buildings. We've actually done a few projects where we've been 20 stories up on commercial side. And then additionally, we have a full-service residential side that caters to the apartment communities, like I was mentioning, the condominiums and the subdivisions. And we're very competitive, and we're also very experienced as the edge over our competition.
And do you focus more on the residential or commercial, or would you say it was more of an even balance between them?
Right now, I would say more on the residential, though we are going to be members of BOMA here any day now. And so we'll be going more into the commercial side there. But we have had a big response in the commercial industry when it comes to the full service pressure washing. That's a specialty all on its own, where our owners have traveled to other states to do this because they were as the cherry picking of the industry. Mm-hmm. But right now, being members of the Atlanta Apartment Association and of NARPM, we are very involved in those communities as well as single family homes.
All right. And is there any particular, as a general contractor, you obviously do a lot of different types of tasks, or is there anything in particular that you particularly specialize in?
Well, like I was mentioning, the pressure washing, that is a sweet spot for our company, as well as painting. We're really involved in the exterior and interior painting. We do quite a bit of roof work, replacement as well as repairs, and we have been building quite a lot of fences lately for the apartment communities, both on the privacy fences, chain links, you name it, as far as things like the soffit repairs, masonry work, concrete repairs. A lot of trucks out there, those 18-wheelers hitting those curbs in the apartment communities, and that's almost like a given repair for us.
Excellent. Now, in terms of a single-family home, now you're not building homes. You're helping in repairs and construction and
Correct.
Maybe remodels.
Remodels are a big thing. Right now we're doing quite a bit of estimates when it comes to basement remodels, and that's like people all of a sudden decide they're not – building new homes anymore. They're remodeling what they have. So they're asking us, hey, can you come in, give us a fresh look, give us a new feel? And that's been our sweet spot, mm-hmm. too.
So realtors, for example, would be very good for you to know a lot of, because they're the ones that are saying, well, if you sell this house and we can get somebody to come in and make this upgrade for you.
Exactly. Realtors, insurance agencies are a good one for us. But apartment communities, us going and just knocking on doors, and not knocking on doors, but building relationships with is a property management groups are a big thing. Being members of the apartment, I've been involved in it, several agencies with there are several committees like the membership committee, the CanCan, and it's just giving back and getting involved. And when people see you do that, they know that your company's more than just, hey, I'm here mm-hmm. to do business. But wow, look at George and Schwartz. They really care and they want to go the extra mile to take care of others.
Now, with George and Schwartz Contracting, are you subcontracting out your work, or are you running your own crews, or maybe a little bit of both?
Wow, that's a great thing to ask. Our crews are our employees. That is one thing that both our owners, Oliver and Earl, are very important to them, that our employees are they're ours. We do not subcontract out any work, and we're excited about that, because that's a big thing in the commercial industry, or not commercial, but the contracting industry. People are asking all the time, hey, are you subbing? Because we can't guarantee what a subcontractor will do. Earl, every morning, starts out the day going in with all the crews to each of the individual jobs, and he's there hands-on to see that the project is well taken care of and off to a good start that day. Fantastic. And then at the end of the day, he comes back and makes sure that they've done what they've said they do.
That's fantastic, because I know a lot of times, especially when you're working in people's homes, whether it's an apartment home or a single family home, you're putting somebody in somebody's home. So it's good important for you to know who's going into somebody's home.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And tell us, if somebody is looking for that remodeler and they're looking for that contractor, and there's a lot of folks out there that do, and tell us first off, I'm going to ask you a two-part question. First off, tell us what would be the difference between hiring somebody like George and Schwartz and hiring the handyman? And secondly, what would be some good questions that somebody should ask as they were trying to find that good contractor?
The big difference between us and a handyman, as you mentioned, there's many handymans out there that live in a van. And what's the difference between us is, one, again, our employees. And to answer the second part, I would tell people to look and make sure that, one, they're insured, two, they're licensed, and three, they're insured. Or certified, and I guess is the third one. Mm-hmm. The reason I say insured is because if someone's getting up on your roof and they're doing a repair, you do not want someone up there that does not have insurance.
That's right.
Because if he falls off, it's going to be falling on you. Certified, you want to make sure that someone is very certified in what they're doing too. You don't want someone just, oh, well, I think this is the repair in this, drywall or something like that, and just slap some plaster. And you just want to make sure that a company is licensed. So those are the three things. Make sure they're insured, certified, and licensed.
Okay.
Insured.
Now, I also know in a lot of home service things, there's a lot of industries that require certifications, HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. Is this something that your crews do as well, or is that something that you would then refer to somebody else?
Well, we stay certified in services that we do offer. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I found by working with them. Earl will go on to a project, and if something that we're not certified in, he doesn't feel comfortable doing, he will tell the management company right then. Or the single person, a family. And they respect that because we're being honest. Again, we're not going to do something that we can't stand behind and put the name of George and Schwartz stamp on. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the answer to that one.
Now, you mentioned earlier that commercial, you're going across the country. Obviously, you're maybe not going across the country for residential. You're not going out to California to redo a basement remodel, unless it's a big enough basement, maybe. But what would be your typical service area for your residential customers?
For our residential, we say take Atlanta and go like anywhere between 40 and 50 miles around the circle of Atlanta.
Okay. But commercial, you're going much further. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing in the commercial side of your business.
The commercial side is, again, where I was talking about the pressure washing. The pressure washing of the commercial and industrial buildings, the parking decks and garages. And when I talk about that, we're also doing like the striping of the parking stalls, the sealant sometimes on concrete that some of the management companies want. So when you're doing that, then you're going, it's a specialty thing, so you're going to be going and offering that to the commercial to branch out and go to other states. We do like South Carolina, North Carolina. I know in the past Earl's gone as far as Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, I think even West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And how long has Earl and company been working in the contracting industry?
They've been in business since 1987. Actually, it's a cool story from what I Oliver and Earl used to be in the service together. And I think, if I remember right, and I'm sure Earl will correct me, Earl was under Oliver. So these are two men that have served our country, and I'm very proud to say that.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about, I know you are the director of business development and do some more sales and marketing for them. What is it that you love about doing your job, Anne-Marie?
I love people. And my family laughs at me all the time because I will be talking with somebody and next thing I know, I'm like, hey, you know, if you ever need, and they're like, this is our friend, do not talk to them about painting. But, or this is my friend. It's actually kind of comical. My husband, Roger, he has his boss who is needing his basement, and he's asked for a quote from us because I told my husband, well, tell him about Jordan Schwartz. We can do this. And I think Earl is actually going to be giving our daughter a bid for a privacy fence for their new home here. So I just love people, and I love getting out there and telling people about something that is a good product or a good service. And I truly believe in Earl and Oliver and what they've accomplished in George and Schwartz. And I'm just excited to be telling people more to get the word out there.
Excellent. We've been listening to Anne-Marie Resch from George and Schwartz Contracting. Anne-Marie, tell us a little bit about, you've touched on it a little bit here and there, but see if you can kind of bring it together in a good statement. What separates George and Schwartz from some of the other contractors out there?
We're honest and we're reliable. And earlier I told you, if we can't do a job, we will tell you right there that we can't. And again, people respect that because we're not going to do something just to get the almighty dollar, as the saying goes. We're very price competitive. We don't jack up the prices for lack of words to get the business or to say, okay, you know, we'll go, give me an eraser and I'll sharpen it so we can get it. We'll give you our best price up front and we'll give you our best service up front. And again, our people are the ones that are doing the work.
Mm-hmm. And do you work with any, say, insurance companies and things for insurance claims that people might have in their homes as well? Haven't heard
Yes.
you talk about that.
We do work with insurance agencies and we do. We have a few claims out there that we're working on now to give a good price. And it's apartment community, actually.
Okay. What type of work are you doing in those instances?
This one, it was a hailstorm. So we'll be doing some of the roof work. And then on an insurance claim in an ARPA member, I think it was a water leak and it flooded, and we'll be looking at this soffit drywall and painting, obviously.
Okay. And for those who might be listening may not realize that it's somebody who's insured to go up on a roof is paying a little bit extra insurance rates. It's not every contractor out there is qualified to do roof repairs.
Exactly. And that's one thing, you know, we will not shy away from. We like to get up there. Carlos, who is our project manager, he has over, I think Earl's saying, 20 years of experience and he can find the leak, detect it, and nail it down right then. So when we go out to look at the roof and to do the repairs right then. Especially with the recent storms, you're finding that our roofs and everything else have been taking a beating, and we're really Carlos is, he's great.
And the rains have not slowed down, so leaks are getting easier and easier to find, I would imagine.
Exactly. And there's another thing we were saying as far as with George and Schwartz, we won't say we do a service just to get it. Someone thinks that when you're a roofer that you're up there doing the repairs, well, oh, you can knock some trees down. No, mm-hmm. We don't do that. And we don't do some other services, too.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, because I think there are a lot of people out there that say, oh, yeah, we can do it, and then just figure out a way to do it.
Exactly.
As opposed to saying, nope, this is what we specialize in, and this is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, Anne-Marie, if somebody was looking for some more information, they like what they hear, and they say, I want to learn a little bit more about George and Schwartz, where would they go to get some more information?
They would go to georgeandschwartz.com.
Okay, very good. Well, we've been listening to Anne-Marie Resch from George and Schwartz Contracting.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Please.
Hey, I got a shout-out to my husband. I love him, Roger. And then to our two owners, Earl and Oliver and Linda. Hi, guys.
Sweet. I think that's our first shout-out on the Squawk Talk. Awesome. Our next guest on the Squawk Talk today is Gary Lewis from Carrington Mortgage Services. Welcome, Gary. Thanks
Hello,
for being
Kate.
Here.
Thank you.
Gary, start us off telling us a little bit about Carrington Mortgage Services.
Well, we are a residential lender based in California. It's a large, large company, started by a hedge fund owner, bought up back in 07. Our industry pretty much collapsed. Fannie and Freddie went out of business, and the industry changed leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So this hedge fund bought up a lot of the carcasses and put them together and rebuilt them and re-engineered them. And now we have a really smooth machine doing residential home mortgages.
Okay, and you're working as a traditional lender, or are you brokering mortgages out there? Or separate us, what's the difference between what you do and, say, what somebody goes to the bank?
Okay. You know, banks are regulated through the FDIC, mm-hmm. and our regulation is through the state, and each state has their own banking department that regulates us. We're not a broker. We're a lender, which means that the brokers come to us to get programs and get money and close loans.
Okay.
So they close loans in their name or our name with our money. And then so that's the wholesale side. And then we have a retail side, which is where I am. And our customers are real estate agents and people doing refinances or buying homes.
Okay, so it's very
like
traditional
loans.
Like Anna Marie's daughter.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, through if you've been in the business, and a two-part question then. First, how long have you been in the business? And then I'm guessing that you've been in the business through some of the real estate changes. Talk to us about some of the changes that people have seen going into changes in getting loans these days.
I think everybody's aware of the headlines. It's probably what they didn't realize is just how decimated the industry became. It basically shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 weeks, nothing was done back in 07, August of 07. So it's coming back. It's everyone's not created equal. Everyone's still trying to figure out where the good things are. Have you done a mortgage lately?
Not in years. We refinanced right before 08, and that was
the
last.
You.
Yeah.
Was that a good experience?
No, okay. Not at all. It was very scary.
it's really hard to know. A good experience is what you should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with Mike. You get, you know, how do you know where to go?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. You have to roll the dice, make a decision. You really need to talk and get referrals as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Anna Marie? Was yours a good experience with your daughter?
Well, I don't know. I would have Elise have to answer that. from what I understand, it was a good, you know, they did have a good relationship, a good experience.
Good. That's the way it should be.
In my experience, it was a very uninformed. I didn't understand the process, and there wasn't anybody there explaining what all was going on in the process.
Well, see, refinancing is still available, and there's a program. If you have an FHA loan, and if you have an FHA loan that you closed prior to May 31st, 2009, and you haven't refinanced, you are missing the biggest gift of a lifetime. The powers to be, HUD, created a refi program called a Streamline for loans before 2009, May 31st, and they've dropped all the fees.
Hmm.
And so what they want you to do is take your paid loan, you know, you have to have been making your payments, and just reduce your rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good that get people to actually believe you is the hard part.
Yeah. What's the catch, right?
It's just amazing. Everybody should be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your HARPS, which is a Fannie and a Freddie program. And Fannie and Freddie are two different agencies, but it's really controlled by the same group out of Washington now. You know, they both went belly up
right
during 07, 08. And the HARPS are refi programs where you can lower your rate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're upside down, if you owe more on your home, because back in the heady days, 04, 5, 6, we were doing 125% loans.
Right.
We were doing 100, you know, so nobody has any equity. And then the foreclosure across the street from you has killed your value of your house. It has nothing to do with how you pay your bills or how well you take care of your house. It's everybody else. And so it's just, you know, these programs are to help those that are making their payments.
We're kind of touching on that a little bit. Say, we went through a whole stream, and I think that's maybe fallen off a little bit in the market. We went through a whole stream of bankruptcies for many years, and people did lose their homes, and that affected their credit. How does somebody with that maybe has gone through that, what kind of steps do they need, and how long do they need to wait before they can come and say, okay, what options do I have?
It's a good program. Good question. The VA is 2 years. So if you're a veteran, you have a two-year wait. FHA is 3 years. Fannie and Freddie could be 4 to 7, depending on the circumstance that you went through. So there's really no rule. It depends on where you are, and you need to contact somebody that's recommended to you that knows what they're talking about and can research the loan you have now and what's best to do. So, but don't be scared. I mean, you can get it done. So, and not knowing is the worst. You know, I think I should do this, but I'm not going to. Well, call.
Right.
You know, let's pull your credit. It does not hurt your credit. You know, if people think, God, if I pull my credit, it's going to hurt my credit.
Right,
well, that's
right.
Just, it, you know, 1 point, 2 points. I mean, come on. You need to know where you are, and then you need to make a plan of how to fix it or move ahead. So we all need to make a plan. That's the key. If you're buying a home, you need to make a plan. If you want to refinance, you need to make a plan. And it starts with pulling your credit.
And if somebody's in that position, is there any tips that you can give them to help them get to that next step? Maybe they have to wait a couple of years. What could they be doing in those couple of years to say, come to me now?
You've done this before, haven't you?
I haven't, but
You've talked to mortgage people before.
I have a couple of friends in the mortgage industry.
Absolutely. The R accounts are the big ones. Your revolving credit cards. You need at least 3 cards. Any more than that won't help you, and it won't make that big a difference. And so you, over a period of time, preferably 30, 60 days, get 2 or 3 cards, go buy some gas, pay the bill. Go buy some groceries, pay the bill. Don't run it up. You're going to get a limit. And so let's say your credit limit's, let's use an easy number here, $900. And your balance is $300. That's 3 to 1. Okay, you don't want, when you pull your credit, now understand, not how high it ever got, but when the day you pull your credit, it needs to be 3 to 1 or better. Okay, so if you use your card all $900, make sure before you pull your credit you've paid that down and given it time to adjust. Okay, so you balance your credit cards, you get all of them 3 to 1 or better, and your scores go up dramatically.
Is there any truth to what I've heard before? People say you actually hurt yourself by completely paying off all your credit cards every month than to have a little bit of balance running to show that. I hear that both ways.
No. The worst thing you can be told is to close cards because the older your cards, the better the credit is. So back some time ago, a well-known newscaster was telling everybody to close their cards. Horrible advice. Horrible. So you want the old credit card. You want to use it at least once a month, once a quarter at the least, and then you want to pay it off. It doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt to pay it off.
No, not a bit.
Because I've heard that same news reporter say, leave a little balance on that card too.
No. Sorry. I disagree with him.
There. We have been corrected on the Squawk Talk. So tell us, why is it important for people to maybe shop around for lenders and get to know, not just go to the bank where they have their checking account? Why is it important for them to see what the options are out there in terms of different lenders?
Oh, you're going to get me in such trouble.
Uh-oh.
The banks are regulated, again, by bank regulators, and they don't have to, their mortgage people don't have to be licensed. Everyone else has to be licensed. We pass scrutiny tests. We take classes. And banks take classes, too, but they're not tested on it. You know, they have to pass certain rules to stay current. But back before 07, 80% of the business was done with brokers and lenders. And after 07, you know, the banks had a hard time, too.
Sure.
There's been a lot of bank failures. And our government decided to sell, you know, to make very big banks. And so there's lots of very big banks that Wells Fargo is the largest lender in the country today. And they can handle people very well. But I think you get a better service and a faster turn time and just better relationship with someone like me.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you were on the retail side of things at Carrington. We're listening to Gary Lewis from Carrington Mortgage Services. Gary, describe to us, if somebody's listening out there, what is it? Who is a typical client look like to you? Are they new home buyers? Are they refiers? Are they somebody who's buying their second home and they're upgraded or things like that? What would be a typical customer for you?
The second home people are just now starting to stir because their homes got decimated, their values. And so they wanted to sell to move up, and they couldn't sell their home for what they needed to. So values in Atlanta, you probably see the headlines, have been rising 10, 15% over the last 60 days. So you're getting some of your second, you know, your second people. Mostly it's first-time home buyers. And there's a lot of programs out there that you need to be aware of. Fannie Mae has a program that they sell their foreclosures. Now, this is a Fannie Mae foreclosure, and it's called HomePath. And most of your realtors understand it and have been well-versed on this. There's no mortgage insurance. There's no appraisal. But you do bid on these homes, and because there's no appraisal, we see some bids that are more than they would have appraised for. And then FHA has their own HUD homes. You've heard of those. Mm-hmm. Those the less expensive ones are being snapped up by investors paying cash. So it's very tough. But if you can find a HUD home and you have decent credit, which is 600 and above, decent's not that
That's
severe.
Lower than I would have thought.
Exactly. They have a program called $100 Down. So, you know, $100 is your down payment, period. You're done. And then we have a program called 203K, which is an FHA program, which is wonderful. For people buying homes that have been torn up or need some work, the K part, you know, is the construction part. And we do one loan up front, and then, you know, you depending on whether it's a streamline, depending on the K. You need to get with somebody that really knows what they're talking
right.
about with that. So these programs help people get in homes. And if you were foreclosed and found yourself a renter, and it's been a couple of years, you desperately need to get back and talk to someone in the mortgage business that you've been recommended to, referred to, and that knows what they're talking about. And they can walk you through getting your credit as high as it can because with still a risk-based pricing, the better your credit, the better price you're going to pay. And then if you save some down payment, that's good. But FHA is still at, you know, 3.5% down.
Still a lot of options out there.
Still a lot of options out there.
Now, in this electronic day and age, this may be a weird question, but do you actually have a service area of people, of clients that you reach, or can you just touch anybody out there? With electronic day and age, people can reach you. Unlike a contractor who maybe not go to Mississippi, do you have an actual service area?
Well, our company has someone like me in every state.
Okay.
Because we're state licensed. Now, I can get licensed, and I've been licensed in other states, but right now I'm only licensed in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia likes it that way. We could get, you know, we could take other state tests.
Mm-hmm.
And their classes and their continuing ed and the whole thing. But right now, you know, we're busy.
But you can cover the whole state of Georgia.
The whole state of Georgia, yes.
Excellent. So if somebody had a relative that was listening, had a relative down in Valdosta,
love
you'd be more
them.
Than happy to
yeah,
help them.
Especially during football season.
Especially during football. Uh-oh. So tell us, if somebody is listening to the show and they say, well, you know, I like what he has to say, how would they find a little bit more information about you? How would they contact you?
Well, my phone number is 404-406-2276, and email is gary.lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at Carrington, and then the MS, mortgageservices.com. And then our website is carringtonhomeloans.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Gary, for being
thank
on the
you,
show
Kate.
Today. You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to our guests for being on the show, Gary Lewis from Carrington Mortgage Services, Anna Marie Resch from George & Schwartz Contracting, and Rodney Peters from Because We Care. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. Listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts. Go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.